This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
Off.
Elon Musk.
That ain't true. That's what you just heard.
That ain't true.
That ain't true.
When they go low, we go high, he can go.
It's total. Absolute.
Trump.
I don't swear in public very well, but we have to Trump.
Profanity is often used to express anger. And I think it comes from an authentic place from my Democratic colleagues.
Guys, Democrats are having a rough day. They're having a rough year. They're having a rough term. It's amazing. Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Happy Friday.
Hey, good to see you guys on a Friday.
Oh,
I felt like Friday was every day this week.
About cussing today.
Yeah, it is.
We're just going to, if the Democrats are doing it, we can too, right?
That's the way it works.
You want me to get fired.
You go first.
That's the way it works.
The YouTube live chat poll for today is cussing okay.
Love it.
Did you see what the options are? Why don't you set the YouTube poll up for today?
Here we go. Is cussing okay? Number one, yes, and I do. Number two, yes, but I don't. Number three, no, but I do. And number four, no, and I don't.
Those are the holier-than-thou people.
I like these options.
Yeah. It's a little bit of something for everyone. If you were... It's funny, the lady who says, What does she say? I don't cuss a lot, but we have to... Trump. And then she's like, can't contain... Like, I think she's nervous. She's the one that says that they have to... F Trump.
Yeah. It's not a choice.
And I said, her kids are going to grow up and be like, Mom, that wasn't the right way to say that. I would be proud of her if I were her children for not doing it right, but also ashamed that she would be like, well, the consultants told me I have to say this, so I just do whatever they say. I have to have Trump.
Yeah. I mean,
doesn't
among
make sense.
All of the clips in that montage that we've played, that one almost is the worst because she clearly doesn't even want to be cussing, doesn't know how to cuss, and is choosing to do it anyway because somebody told her that's probably the way to go.
What do you make of the language? Is it? I don't think that most of them are posing. I think most of them are letting a guard down.
I'll tell you exactly what I think every time I hear it. They're out of options. They don't know what to do. And so what's the craziest thing we could do to try to get attention to this cause that we can't seem to get any traction on? Well, I'm going to yell the F word as if nobody's heard that on the internet.
It's not a good look.
It's stupid.
It sure does. Don't you want your party to attract people?
Yeah, and I want them to win arguments. This looks like losing.
If when you see this lashing out behavior, it doesn't make me go, they look like fun. I'd like to partake in some of that. That's not it. So that's our question. I'm going to play some clips here from Tim Walz in a second, but we want you to go vote in this poll. And I really am curious. We might get into some more details, maybe, if you will, in our Ask Us Anything next question segment, which happens at 1:25. And you can go to the Andy Fry YouTube channel and vote in this poll. People say to me, like, I always want to vote in the poll, but I don't know how to get there. It's really simple. You've got a phone, pull up the YouTube app. On the YouTube app, type in Annie Fry, F-R-E-Y. You'll see that we are broadcasting live. The channel is just Annie Fry. You can also go to youtube.com/@AnnieFry. And in every live broadcast that we do, there's a live chat which you can participate in. You can just kind of sit and watch what the conversation is. But we love to read your comments. It's a big part of what we do here on the show. And I think this will be an interesting one to get a peek behind the curtain of the Annie Fry Show audience. When it comes to what kind of language do you use? Because, I mean, honestly, when we were growing up as Republicans, I would say I've been Republican or conservative my whole knowing life. Would you agree with that in your life, Ryan?
Yeah.
Were you ever?
No, I was pretty conservative.
Yeah. Brad?
I was less conservative when I was growing up, but.
You were? Was there a pointed part in your life where you're like, I've really seen the light here? During a Wiggins America?
Yeah, no. It was, I don't know. I was young, though. I was probably just into college. It was Bush and Iraq and all that other stuff right around there. I started really paying attention to what I was listening to. Up to that point, I was just kind of repeating whatever people were pouring into me at that point.
Which I think is natural.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are kind of doing a little soul searching on their party right now. The Democrat Party is doing that, and they're cussing a lot about it. I would love to know your feedback. We'll get to your comments on this throughout the course of the show. Tim Walz, why is he so out there?
I don't know, but I think it's great.
This
is fantastic. This is a great development that the guy who just lost the vice presidency is the leader of the resistance.
Who was kind of put on the shelf in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Why? What does he want? Like, just tell us what you want. Just be straight up, because I don't get it.
I'm pretty sure he wants this. He wants crowds.
Our strength is our diversity. We've been talking about this for years as a country of immigrants, and we let them define the issue on immigration. We let them define the issue on DEI, and we let them define what woke is. We got ourselves in this mess because we weren't bold enough to stand up and say, you damn right we're proud of these policies. We're going to put them in, and we're going to execute them. And so
that when he's talking here about what the Democrat Party let Republicans define these issues, sir, with all due respect, the last 4 years have been the pinnacle of everything that the Barack Obama movement sowed into our country culturally. You went ham on the situation during Biden's years. You had been you wanted to be able to define the issues in an election that was a repudiation of everything that your party stands for. They defined the issues, and you and your partner, Kamala Harris, had to bear the names on the ticket of what they had built or destroyed. It kind of depends on how you look at it. Tim Walz is out here saying, oh, the Republicans. He's basically saying, y'all are too stupid to understand the situation here, and we let the Republicans do their funny magic tricks to make people think that things were the way that they weren't. It's never for the Democrats, for these progressives. It's never about shutting the hole in your face to listen to what the American people are screaming from the mountaintops. You lose 7 swing states. You lose the popular vote. You get your booty kicked in an election, and you think that it's because the Democrats didn't define themselves enough? Folks, you've been in Technicolor, flying your flags all over the place, planting signs in people's yards to shame Americans top down. Every issue that has a political bent to it, you have been all over shouting in people's faces, and they've been quiet for so long. Even issues that weren't political. You did everything you could to infiltrate all the nooks and crannies of every inch of our lives so that everything became political. And we're super tired of it. We want to live our lives. We want to raise our kids. We want to go eat where we want to eat. We want to work where we want to work. We want to succeed beyond our wildest imaginations. If we work really hard, we want opportunity. We don't want a babysitter in the government. We don't want somebody who's going to lord over us and make all of our decisions for us because they make better decisions about the shower heads we use in our shower, the things we cook our macaroni and cheese on the stove. We don't want it. Butt out. Get out of our lives, leave us be, and maybe turn around, look in the mirror, and focus on what you've been screwing up for so long. Enter Elon Musk and Doge, which I'm very excited. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. I wanted to be like, can I just play the whole Brett Baier, Elon Musk interview? Like, straight.
So good.
I have a quick message for Tim. Governor Walz.
Exactly. Show some respect.
I'm sorry.
Put some respect on that man's name.
Your whole party is just language police. If you go out there and your message is, well, we didn't control the language well enough, that's why we lost the election, I think you might still be on the losing path.
Zero substance, all political games. I was having a conversation with somebody a little bit earlier today, and they are dealing with some political thing that happened, and I'm not going to be specific, but it was an intra-party, like, ugh, I don't know what to do here. I said, listen, at the end of the day, politics, the word politics is usually a blanket that's put on top of people trying to feign integrity. Donald Trump came onto the scene and just did Donald Trump. Love him, hate him, whatever it is, he's Donald Trump. And you know that about him, which is why people are so just turned inside out over their hatred for him, because he doesn't play the political game that the Democrats can win at. The Democrats are over here pulling out every play in their playbook, every trick play in their playbook, making crap up as they go. And he is in a different zip code, playing a different game and kicking butt and taking names while he's doing it. And the Democrats are just like standing there stomping their feet, complaining about everything, but there's nobody there to listen. They all realize Donald Trump is winning over here. We'd like to go see what that looks like. We're unfamiliar. We're seeing a lot of whining and moaning and bitching over here as the Democrats throw petulant little fits every time you turn around. They're yelling at someone, waving their finger in someone's face, dragging a key down the car of somebody who probably is a pretty big, you know, green energy supporter. It's just, it's so, there's no other way to say it. Stupid. It's so stupid to see what the Democrats have made of themselves. And okay, yeah, that's fine right now, 2 months into the Donald Trump second term. If they get their act together, they're going to have to make the Republicans refine their message, continue to push the progress and the success that they've made in their second Trump term. And they're going to have to continue to show America that they are about Americans, not about American government. And you don't have to look hard at all to see Chuck Schumer on The View. Like that clip of him talking about, you know, Americans are out there saying, I work hard for my money and I should be able to keep my dollar and I'm a small business owner and I built this myself. His whole point is that government will be protected with people like Chuck Schumer. And we're like, we know. We already knew that. Thanks for making it super clear. I really wish The View wouldn't have played the Oscar music to get him off the stage so it would be a nice clean clip. But we know, Schumer, we understand, Senator, that your goal is to protect the bureaucracy that you've created that is not serving the American people, which is a perfect segue into the next segment to talk about what Elon Musk and the people on this Doge team, and listen, the amount of wealth that was accumulated sitting there in that room, talking to Brett Baier about what Doge is doing, people who are running billions and billions of dollar businesses, who've all come together, set aside whatever it is that they were doing professionally. I'm sure they can afford to take a bit of a sabbatical. And their job is to update the American government function. And some of the stuff that they were saying is just so absolutely outrageous. If you haven't heard this, don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to throw some videos up for you. You can join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. But you can also, of course, just listen to this Bret Baier interview with Elon Musk. It might even make you want to cuss. Unless you're one of those no and I don't people, Brad.
We already know you, Brad.
Yeah, we already know.
We know how you're going to vote.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, sure you do.
YouTube live chat poll. Is cussing okay? You got four options. Yes, it's okay, and I do cuss. Yes, but I don't cuss. No, it's not okay, but I do cuss. And no, it's not okay, and I absolutely don't do that, Brad says. Ryan, I can't wait to see which one you vote on.
I'm kind of an enigma, huh?
I know which one you should vote on.
Ooh.
I'm just wondering how honest you'll be with the people.
I want to know.
All right, let's take a quick break. Let's get to Elon Musk, Doge, and Bret Baier on The Annie Fry Show next.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Saraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Saraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get your questions in for Ask Us Anything. It's our next question segment at 1:25. We want you to join us there and participate. It's always a fun one for us to do. We love answering your questions. If you have anything you want to know about our lives, about our relationships here, about radio, about something political. If you want to dig deep, if you've always, like, I've always wanted to know, fill in the blank here, Annie Fry YouTube channel, come subscribe, leave a comment, and you got to subscribe for 5 minutes before you can comment, but that's just how I police the trolls. All right, I said I was going to get to the Elon Musk Doge interview on Bret Baier, and just a quick preface here. Brad, did you watch the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Brian?
In clips.
Ryan's like, I saw
it. Well, I'm aware
I
watched
it. It's in the Bret Baier. I've heard of that guy.
I read some of the transcript.
I watched it on 2.0 speed, so yeah. I might have missed something.
I came home last night, had a baseball game to go watch for my son, a couple of baseball games. Got home, had to make some shirts, and somebody sent this to me, and I was like, okay, well, I'll just pop it on. It was a 30-minute interview, and I had to remind myself to keep working because I just was staring at my computer. Listen.
For you, what's the most astonishing thing you've found out in this process?
The sheer amount of waste and fraud in the government. It is astonishing. It's mind-blowing. We routinely encounter wastes of $1 billion or more, casually. You know, for example, like the simple survey that was literally a 10-question survey that you could do with SurveyMonkey, cost you about $10,000. The government was being charged almost $1 billion for that.
For just the survey.
$1 billion for a simple online survey. Do you like the national park? And then there appeared to be no feedback loop for what would be done with that survey. So the survey would just go into nothing. It was like insane.
$1 billion
for a survey to ask people, do you like the national park? He said that was just the contract that was signed, $1 billion to function this survey. He said you can do it on SurveyMonkey for $10,000, which to me is like, why are you paying $10,000?
I thought the same thing.
And then in addition to that, if I find $20 bill in my pocket, like from the laundry, It's not a great day. It's a great week.
Oh, yeah.
$20.
Coffee's on me, everybody.
Well, maybe two.
Well, okay.
Total.
Yeah.
But listen, like, to think about, it's infuriating to me to think about the magnitude of zeros that I don't think, unless you guys are not telling me something, we can't even understand the kind of dollars that we're talking about here.
No, exactly. I'm so glad you said that, because I try to make this point when I'm just having conversations with people. When we talk about $1 billion, can you even envision somebody coming to you and going, here, I'm going to give you $100 million. I don't even know what $100 million does.
Really, for the sake of the show, someone should do that.
Yeah, somebody should. Yeah, we could try this, and it's just an experiment, and then we'll hang on to it and see how it goes over the next 10, 20 years, and just with interest. but $100 million, consider $1 billion is $999 million that they just blow for nothing.
Because they can.
Because they can.
Because nobody looks. That's the outrageous part to me. Let's listen to another interview.
We're talking about elementary financial controls that are necessary for any company to function. So, like, if the federal government, if a commercial company operated the way the federal government does, then it would be go bankrupt. It would be delisted. The officers would be arrested. And the changes we're putting in place will enable the federal government to pass an audit. It will enable taxpayers to know where the money is going and know that their hard-earned tax dollars are being spent well.
So when you're listening to Elon Musk explain what's going on, everybody on the left politically is pulling their hair out trying to say, like, people are losing their jobs. They're only firing World War II veterans. It's like the stupidest things you could possibly think of. And it's not true. It's not what's actually taking place. And when you poll the American people on the direction the country is going, why would you not look at America getting their financial house in order and think, this is the correct direction? Why would you not look at people who are looking, especially really, really smart people? I think the reason why I like this the most is because it's Elon Musk and non-government people, expert brainiacs, geniuses who are going into the systems to see what they can see, to the extent that the people who have created this monstrosity have created it without including people like this, because they don't want people nosing around in the business of big government.
These people, Elon Musk included, but everybody in this room, they're bottom line people. This is exactly who you want looking at your budget, especially when it's money that's been coerced from you, because that's the difference between government and private spending. You choose to go buy lunch wherever you want. The government tells you it's going to take your money whether you want it or not. So these are the people you want figuring out what the budget is and where the waste is.
I also really love, I don't know if some of these clips might get to that, I love Elon Musk's resolve when he's talking, Brad, where he's like, we know that we're going to get blowback. We know people, but they don't care. Because,
right.
Because they are principled in the actual goal here, which is a patriotic responsibility that they have, because they have the know-how, they now have the access to get America back in a place where it's not going to become insolvent and bankrupt.
Right. There, not only is there a resolve, but there's also like an indignation to the wrongs that are being done in this. It's not just fraud. People are being ripped off. Real people are being ripped off, not just quote-unquote the American taxpayer.
Yeah, that's a good segue. Let's
say
this one.
The two improvements that we're trying to make to Social Security are helping people that legitimately get benefits, protect them from fraud that they experience every day on a routine basis, and also make the experience better. And I'll give you one example is at Social Security, one of the first things we learned is that they get phone calls every day of people trying to change direct deposit information. So when you want to change your bank account, you can call Social Security. We learned 40% of the phone calls that they get are from fraudsters.
40%?
That's right. Almost half.
Yes, and they steal people's Social Security is what happens. Is they call in, they say they claim to be a retiree, then they convince the Social Security person on the phone to change where the money's flowing. It actually goes to some fraudster. This is happening all day, every day. And then somebody doesn't receive their Social Security. It's because of all the fraud loopholes in the Social Security system.
So when you're listening to him say that someone's out there trying to yoink your Social Security benefits, if you were the Democrats, what you would do is you would find one, maybe two, so you could pluralize it. Two veterans who had been affected by the theft of Social Security here. And then you would say, you know, if you were advocating for what Elon Musk was doing, you'd be like, they're stealing from veterans. Because veterans exist as a cross-section in our country. Veterans are highly, highly disrespected after they serve in our country. And what the priority order of which we just barf taxpayer dollars all over every possible problem that we can manifest into existence. Veterans are not in the hierarchy where they should be. They should pretty much, the infirmed, the disabled, people who are born into a lot in life that is not the same without the same opportunities as everyone else, but veterans, right up at the top. Are there veterans who are losing out on their benefits because we don't have implications and indications in our systems to rip that fraud out? And if you're taking 40% of your calls and wasting your time on fraud, isn't there a way that we can fix that? And they're just identifying these things. Like, what is the long term benefit of each of these things that he's weeding out?
This is the epitome of bureaucracy, because they know it's a problem. I'm sure
for the sake of bureaucracy.
Yes, and he's talked to a lot of people, and in past interviews has said, look, there are people at these agencies, not just Social Security, who've known about these problems for a long time, but then they take it to their superior, who takes it to their superior, who takes it to their superior, and there's layers and layers and layers. Mm-hmm. And then finally it gets to somewhere where somebody would make a decision, and they go, oh yeah, well, let me put that on my desk, and then I'll get to that, and nothing ever gets done. That's like the bureaucracy from right. The movies that everybody knows is happening, and nothing happens.
Here's another one. Let's listen.
With $300 million of Small Business Administration loans that has been given out to people under the age of 11.
Well, actually, to add to it, it's $300 million under the age of 11 and over $300 million to over the age of 120.
Definitely.
Small business loans.
Correct.
Yes. The oldest American is 114. So it's safe to say if their age is 115 or above, they're fake. Or they should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. And we should not be giving out loans to babies. So the youngest recipient of a Small Business Administration loan is a nine-month-year-old, which is a very, very precocious baby we're talking about here. So obviously it was just fraudulent. And they do terrible things. They actually will see that a kid's been born. They will steal that kid's Social Security number and then take out a loan and leave that kid with a bad credit rating. There was literally a baby. The terrible things are being done, is what we're saying.
Who are we going to turn on to Fox News and see the Democrats that are represented there every day be like, you shouldn't be touching Social Security?
Yeah. Yes, we will. That's what mm-hmm. they will say. They'll say something like, well, these people are trying to mess with your Social Security. They won't get into any of these details. And this should be so bipartisan, because we have now one party of people who are taking issues of the country and a government very, very seriously. And you have another group, another party, that is just not. They're not taking these things seriously at all.
Well, what's crazy about it is the reason, because like everybody will get up there and say, well, yeah, I'm totally against fraud. There's people in our chat that are on the left side. They're like, oh, yeah, we're totally against fraud. But the only reason the Democrats are opposing it is because Donald Trump is doing it. It's not for any other reason than political reasons. And then, like, why do we have to politicize this? You are the one politicizing it. It is your party that is saying, hey, no, we can't do this because they're going to cut your Social Security and get everybody all riled up and scared about it. And there's no reason to be scared about it. They're actually going in there. I'll tell you a real story. My in-laws actually got back Social Security pay. Social Security went through and found that they owed them money and wrote them a check for everything that they had missed going back. So they are making it more efficient. They aren't actually
recently?
Cutting. Yeah, this was in the past 2-3 weeks.
I have relatives who the same thing has happened to. They've gotten more in Social Security because they found out that things weren't accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way to be absolutely 100% certain that that's a Trump-Elon Musk Doge thing?
No, I don't know exactly why. Yeah, I just know that they've got more.
Was yours since Trump was elected?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious if anyone listening here has experienced that as well. Hit us up on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. That's like a story.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's common. Here's the last clip we have for you from the Bret Baier Elon Musk interview. And, you know, we're talking about the consequences of what the Democrats are trying to do. The Democrats are not trying to advocate policy. Name a policy right now that the Trump administration is putting in place that they have said, don't do this, you should do that.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Say it again.
A policy that the Trump administration has come in and implemented. Name me a Democrat and a policy where the Democrat has come out and said, we shouldn't do it that way. We should do it this way.
I hear a lot of criticism. I don't hear answers. I don't see solutions to you're doing it wrong. Do it this way.
The closest I can come up with is on the Department of Education. And they're like, don't cut the Department of Education. Give them more money.
That's not a policy, though.
No.
I don't think it's happening.
The majority of what I hear, too, from the Department of Education thing is just like scare tactics about all of the things that, you know, the number one thing that you're going to hear when people talk about the Department of Education being dismantled is that special needs kids are not going to get the assistance that they need anymore. And that's not true. All of the things that the Department of Education oversee, they're going to other agencies that can be thoughtful about managing those. I think it makes a lot of sense to see Health and Human Services and RFK Jr. overseeing school lunches and school breakfasts. I think it makes a lot of sense for, what is it, Kelly Loeffler with the Small Business Association, is that what it is, to oversee student loans. You're doing these things already. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Nothing of what the Department of Education is doing at the federal level is directly connected to the actual education of children. So the Department of Education, which was created by an executive order from Jimmy Carter as a hand clap to the teachers unions that helped him get elected, he signed it into existence through an executive order. And then, of course, Congress codified it. Just going to have to, you know, Uno reverse that sucker and take it down with an executive order that is then codified by a Congress that is behind President Trump and what he's trying to do.
It is like it's drinking from a fire hose right now, because every department head, you know, this is a great interview that Elon Musk did. I think I probably ended up watching basically the whole thing in clips.
It was great.
But every agency is going through this. It's not just Social Security. It's, you just said, Health and Human Services. RFK has been out there talking about some really strange problems. That bureaucracy is so big that they fight each other internally. And he's like, we got to end this stuff. Lee Zeldin is out there talking about all these different things. I mean, it is across the board, the amount of waste and cronyism, because it's not just waste. It's not accidental. Some of it's deliberate. And it just keeps going no matter where you look.
I mean, you have been called a Nazi, a white supremacist, a fascist.
I mean, they've got the sort of their
just
normal
to name
playbook.
A few.
Yeah. I mean, they've still got it. They haven't, I guess they still need to call me Stalin, Mussolini, you know, whatever, Genghis Khan or whatever. I mean, they've called the president all these things. I think at one point there was a magazine cover which said the president was worse than, that President Trump was worse than Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin combined. And the president hasn't killed anyone. He hasn't started any wars. In fact, he's good at stopping wars. So this is obviously, they're pushing these lies. And why do they push these lies? And I think that we need to hold people responsible for pushing these lies. Because those lies almost got the president killed.
That's not a lie. That's not at all a stretch of the truth. It's really important to me, at least, and I think this is a healthy exercise to remember that there are deceivers and there are the deceived. The deceivers, in many cases, are too far gone. The people who understand that they have to lie, manipulate, and contort facts in order to prey upon people who, you know, I'm going to just say it, are more emotionally driven than they are interested, because they have busy lives, they have families, they have jobs, they have bills to pay, they are hustling their tails off, and you have somebody who comes in and taps on those emotions, tries to create some sort of political calamity out of something that doesn't even exist. It's a manifestation of outrage surrounding things that aren't even in fact actually real. I mean, it's very, very clear. We see it every day. It's very, very clear. When you have somebody from the activist progressive left seize on something, it is a seizure of a moment where they start coming in and they're throwing papers all over the place and pounding their fist on the table and, in lieu of the poll question today, cussing up a fit. Because why? Outrage! We have rage! Everybody needs to see the rage. Rage here, rage there, rage everywhere. You should be raging too. And like when you see that, you kind of go, whoa. They're really fighting mad. What's going on? You see the outrage. You see the emotion. You're inclined as a human to go, what's going on here? Is somebody in trouble? Does somebody need help? They want to stop feeding the children. Why? What are you talking about? My kid goes to school. He still gets free lunch and free breakfast. What are you talking about? If they dismantle the Department of Education, free lunches go away. And then that's kind of it. And they're relying on that, which is why it's taken this many years of hope and change and fundamental transformation of the United States of America to try to get, what would you call them? Low information voters who have true, honest, compassionate feelings in their heart and in their soul. And they've been told that you need to behave a certain way. And by behave, I mean vote a certain way, because you're a compassionate person. You love your neighbor. You don't hate people. It's really simple. You just need to do this to prove it. And so many low information when it comes to politics, people have gone, well, I can do that. That's something that I can do. And then they realize that those problems didn't get fixed. They got worse. People got more divided. People got more hateful. Families would separate over these political issues. And then you do that for 10 years, you do that for 15 years, and you really see how the manifestations of outrage were really deceit by people who sit in boardrooms calculating how they're going to deceive you. And you know what? That pisses people off. That makes them mad. And they're not going to trust the Democrat Party anymore. And that makes the Democrat Party mad. So mad that they're going to cuss up a storm because the outrage that they used to feign, it's not enough anymore. Say the four-letter words. Say them loud. Say them often. Say the same ones. And then people are like, I just don't even want to be associated with that anymore, because people have wised up. Why? Because you wrecked it to pieces. You went into people's lives, you managed them, and you wrecked them to pieces. And they're not going to forget about that. The greatest thing I think that Donald Trump has done has changed the young generation into thinking how lame and pathetic big government progressivism actually is. If the college university system apparatus falls, if the education system, the way the Democrats have very, very intelligently and calculatively set up the education system to create these little mini protesters, these little mini activists, when they go from classroom to classroom to classroom over the course of education, it's all starting to crumble. It's falling apart in front of their eyes, and they're trying to grab it, but they can't reach it anymore. It's out of reach, and it makes them mad. It makes me happy. What my kids are going to grow up in is the course of history is changed because the American people were not as dumb as the Democrats needed them to be. And it took a while, but they woke up. And I'm not going to say that every Republican policy that's out there right now is what Democrats are going, oh, I'm not going to do the Democrat Party thing anymore. Those Republicans have it all right. But they gave government back to the people. And Elon Musk is living proof of that. And those people sitting in that interview are living proof of that. It is so morning in America once again. And I remember that. I remember Ronald Reagan. It's morning in America again. And I don't remember the whole scene, but I feel like there was maybe a grass field with some wildflowers and some like toast popping out of a toaster and some steaming coffee.
That's, I think that just sounds like a breakfast commercial.
Sounds nice.
Well, yeah, I can go for some breakfast, I guess.
Morning.
Yeah.
That was a phrase that we knew and we heard and growing up, but it's a reality right now, and it looks really, really good.
It's a good place to be. I just hate that we've had to get jaded to the point that we can't trust anybody.
I love the sarcastic side of the line.
I do too, but it's only because we've had to get there. You know, the emotional people, those are my people. I love emotional people. And
emotion over intellect.
The fact that they've had to look at everything with squinted eyes now, it's kind of sad, but that's where we are.
I don't think it's sad. I think it's exciting. All right, let's take a quick break. Be or not to be next. You good?
Yeah.
All right, don't go away. Sheriff John Brown always got my mind set on you, but it's going to take money.
Wiggins. The Bee or Not the Bee.
Beautiful.
Ethan
audio
in
messages.
The house. When's the last time you sat in here for a Bee or Not the Bee?
Forgot what this chair felt like.
No, we missed you.
It's a little bit lower than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Missing some foam, too.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Did you take it out?
Yeah.
He keeps it in his back pocket, can't you?
It has been a minute since I've been here.
I just put it in
for
my rump. So I can sit in any chair.
Well, that's what... Never mind.
You know, they say that Brian Kilmeade is the hardest working man in radio.
That's what they say.
Like, they always say that. I think Ethan is.
I do too.
Ethan might have him trumped.
Yeah, nationally speaking.
Yeah, I checked everybody.
Thank you for adding that. I appreciate it.
People are starting to say it in Pittsburgh, for instance. Other cities.
Do you remember being...
other cities.
Do you remember being his age? I don't know. Maybe you guys didn't do this, but like I just worked. We just worked as much as we could. We had as many jobs as you could fit in the day.
Yeah.
And still $0.
Yes.
How did that happen?
It all sets you up for later. Now we're reaping the benefits of what we've sown.
It still feels like I have $0.
Well, okay.
It's frustrating how you think about, like, if you go back to when you were 20, that's like that's half of our life. If you go back and think about making the money you make now, making it back then, like what that would have meant to you. But now I got all these... Today's all about... I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't cuss all day. These darn kids just
yeah, don't
suck
cuss
you
there.
Dry. Yeah.
Of all the places to cuss, not there.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
They're the source of my problem. I love them. Wouldn't trade them.
I do remember having... It's odd because you made less money, but you also... We would just go out to eat all the time and stuff because we had time. We had
time.
The ability to spend that money
time.
On things.
Yeah, well, a couple days ago, we were talking about, I think, Marvel movies. Like, you watched the Marvel movies? You're like, I tried to. I was like, oh, I watched a couple last night. And you're like, I don't get to do that.
I don't do that ever.
A couple movies.
Yeah, we got done at 9:30 last night. So I just crashed and woke up and came here.
Not the bee. That's life. Just do it again today.
Exactly. All right. These are headlines that you'll have to tell me whether they are satire or real. The first one, Snow White, early favorite to dominate Oscars.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say real. That bull crap sounds real. Man, bologna sausage.
There's no way.
Buy the shirt. Real.
I'm going to go with the bee.
I'm going to lean Annie here. Real.
Real.
Ah, this is the bee. Snow White was released to scathing reviews and fizzled at the box office, helping it pop up on the Academy's radar. The Academy has shied away from anything accessible, popular, or well-received, well-made, interesting, or generally well-liked in recent years, and has moved toward the obscure, unpopular, and poorly received.
Mm.
Quote, Snow White's reception has really overwhelmed us.
I thought you said this was the bee.
I'm going to check showtimes for tonight and see if it's doing any better this
week.
Yeah,
let me know.
Okay.
Next one is British Prime Minister brags that UK will ban ninja swords to stop stabbings.
That real. Is real.
Real.
Yeah, real.
This is real. Yes, the United Kingdom made a promise, and that promise was to ban ninja swords.
Did all the ninjas agree to comply?
We don't talk about the ninjas.
Seems pretty racist to me.
They are the ninjas are hidden all the time.
They're trying to tell them, but they can't find them.
Yeah. Like, hello, we know you're out there.
Here, ninja, ninja, ninja.
Oh, no.
And you just hear like some...
Oh, no.
And you never see anything.
Ryan, can we hear a here, ninja, ninja?
Yeah. See?
I know you're here.
There's one over there somewhere. I saw the tree move a little bit. The article goes on to postulate, I guess samurai swords are still fine. It's very true. Just ninja swords. The other swords, that's all fine.
The 1:15 matinee at the Edwardsville AMC, 4 seats sold. And I don't believe this one seat. It's like the third row up on the aisle of a big, huge theater. Why are you sitting there?
Nobody's sitting there.
No.
Somebody bought that one out of protest.
That was the...
That's Rachel Zegler.
That was, yeah,
that's my seat.
One of the stars of the film.
410 today, zero seats.
Wow.
Yikes. Wow, 410.
That's amazing.
That should be on a Friday. That's a matinee for a kid's movie. That should be. That should have a few seats. All right, next one. Dork journalist just happy to be included in group text for once.
That's the B.
Oh, yeah, it is the B. Quote, here we go.
No!
He's done it again.
And this is where Brad goes, they're right next to each other.
It was the ninjas.
They are.
Quote, so this is what having friends feels like, aww, said Jeffrey Goldberg, journalist and noted dork. Oh, man, my phone actually dinged. This is so cool. I've never belonged to anything
underused
before.
Underused word.
Agreed.
What, dork?
Yes.
Next one. Yeah, we'll go this one. Some conspiracy theorists are claiming influencers are being paid by Big Soda.
Real.
Real.
Hmm? Yeah, real.
You'll know that this is the B once I read the story. It says, fact check, Coca-Cola is delicious and refreshing with a unique taste and thirst-quenching delight in every drop. Make it the real thing, make it a Coca-Cola. That's the B. Next one. Finally. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very
happening?
Much.
What's happening?
I think that was on purpose. I'm not sure.
Wasn't for me, just so you
Brad's
know.
Just
don't get confused.
Button crazy over there.
State Department officially classifies Los Angeles Dodgers as terrorist organization.
Real.
You're right. This is the
B. It should be real.
This is the
B. I saw yesterday and it made a whole lot of sense that they're got like three more wins than everybody else, or two more wins, I guess. And the three, because they won yesterday. Everybody else has one win or one loss,
mm-hmm,
except for the Cubs.
Yep.
And the Dodgers are just sitting there like, we just stock them in the winter.
Sources within the State Department cited recent developments, including the Dodgers' World Series victory and the free agent acquisitions during the ensuing offseason, that evidence that organizations' threat to peace and happiness in the U.S. had reached a far more dangerous level. Quote, organizations like this will be dealt with accordingly, Rubio said. It is our duty to protect the game of baseball and indeed America itself from the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yes.
Big fan of that one. Last one. I'll sneak this in before we get to the top here. Rachel Zegler celebrates Snow White being number one movie in the world.
I just counted up all the tickets sold for all of Friday today at the Edwardsville AMC. 1, 2, 3, 4. We've got, let's see, I'm trying to count total showings. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 showings. 7 showings total. 21 tickets on Friday night.
Wow. That's amazing.
And this story is real.
Because she's a real dork.
Yeah, she was technically right. It didn't have a whole lot of competition. It was the number one last weekend. But it was way under projections.
I'm so happy. If it could fail more, I'd like to go give those 21 people their money back out of my pocket. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go away.